Tantor Audio presents The House on Mermaid Point by Wendy Wax, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Prologue. There had been a time, many times actually, when William Hightower would have left rehab in a limo. That limo, sent by his record label, would have had tinted windows, a fully stocked bar, and an eager woman with long legs, big breasts, and a talented mouth perched on the back seat. His release would have been celebratory and newsworthy, with photographers and fans jostling each other outside the gates so that they could snap photos and scream his name as the limo sped by. The articles and news stories would have run for weeks after his release. Each would begin with pictures of him on a stage, surrounded by a vast, undulating sea of enraptured fans. Back when the braid that hung down his back was darker than the night sky over a Florida swamp. When he'd swaggered across a stage as if he owned it. As if he were a real Seminole warrior and not a scared kid from a dusty, no-name town who had two drops of Native American to every gallon of Florida cracker blood in his veins. Back then, the alcohol and drugs were just part of the gig. They hadn't yet slowed his fingers or marred his voice, or eaten away the muscle and sinew that held him together, like termites gnawing on a wood shanty. The pain of watching his little brother leave their band, the aptly, if offensively named, Wasted Indian, in a hearse, hadn't yet been carved into his face, like a name slashed into a tree trunk. Back then, the roar of the crowds had convinced him that he was alive, and destined to be young forever. Today, the car that whisked him away from rehab had not been sent by a record company.